Mark Olson and Ingen Ringvold, and they are happy to have a new album out called The Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun, and they're currently on a world and whirlwind tour to support that album, and we're lucky enough to have Mark on the phone right now. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to have a chance to talk to you. I've been doing my due diligence on research. You've been around a long time, and I knew that, but one of the things I wanted to start with right away is what seems really consistent throughout your whole career is a real passion for songwriting. You want to talk a little bit about how songwriting affects each day of your life, since it must be a really big part of what you do in a day?
Well, I was like anyone when I was going to high school. I had an interested party, which in most cases are your parents, but I was living with my grandmother, so my grandmother is an interested party wanting to know what I'm going to do after high school. And I had started to listen to like these sort of 60s folk albums. That's the only way to describe it. Buffy St. Marie and Burt Jansch, my aunt had them around. And I just got fascinated by the whole thing of putting words and music together in kind of a poetic way. You know, I mean, I think that was part of the fascination. And I liked the feeling it gave me, like sort of a timeless feeling and a way of expressing yourself. And so I started my path early, and I told my grandmother this is what I wanted to do. And she put up a lot of resistance. And sometimes that's a good thing, because I fought through the resistance. I read books. I went to college, and I kept for about 2 years, and I kept that idea in my mind. I studied language. I kept kind of the lyrical ideas in the forefront of my mind, and I started to learn about the blues there as far as musical influences from the West Bank in Minneapolis, and then I started to play there. There was a lot of old-time musicians there, and then I was listening to the rock stuff. But I got an acoustic guitar, and then I went and played around in the summer. One summer, I went over to Europe and kind of bussed in a way, and I met a lot of Irish musicians. And I just, for most of my adult life, I've kept songwriting as kind of a front and center thing. I've made a lot of different albums and in different groups, and I still to this day, it's an important part of my life. I try to look at the world and express it in a way that has a philosophy behind it, and it gives an important meaning to my life. You know, the music business is a difficult place. It's going through a lot of changes. You know, when I started out, all I cared about was records, and the record being kind of a story, you know, a short story. And I read short stories with that in mind, you know, trying to, you have your theme, your topic, then you have your middle section, and then your dramatic ending. Like all songs need a dramatic ending. And it's just changed so much now with the clicking on the internet and the streaming and that kind of thing, that I don't think my sisters, I kind of keep an eye on them as far as how they're listening to music. I don't think they think of it in terms of albums anymore. They just are, you know, they're clicking on these playlists and stuff. They stick these playlists in their car, so there's no more like unified theme throughout an album. But I'm still doing that. Maybe that's why I'm on a German label and touring around Europe and some other places.
Yeah, and you just got back from Europe, is that right?
Yeah, we started touring on this album. The day it came out, we started our tours. I've never done that before. I wanted to give it a real strong go this time. So first we went to the Southern Hemisphere for 1 month, and then we went to Europe for 1 month, and now we're home, and we're happy to be home. We're a little tired. We're a little jet-lagged, and then we're going to start off. My mom's actually coming to stay here. I was raised in Minnesota. Most of my relatives are still back there, but my mom's coming here. She's going to kind of watch our place. And we're going to go around America. And like I said, it's just my wife and I. We have a duo. It's not a duo with two guitars. We have electric guitar, djembe, that's a type of drum. And my wife plays a Armenian harp, which is really interesting and kind of has a lot of atmosphere to it. And she also plays like an organ keyboard. It's called a mellotron. And she did all these string arrangements on our new record. And so we have an exciting musical show. I wish we were coming up to Grand Rapids, Bemidji area. I played up there once at the radio station. I still have a really good memory of that.
That's good. And I'm glad you said the word atmosphere, because that's really apparent in this album, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. Can you talk more about that and how you create that with that thought of a whole album all fitting together?
Yeah, well, I think you kind of, if you're going to do that, if you're going to have a certain atmosphere in your album, then you kind of have to pick the place you're going to record it, the gear you're going to record it with, then the engineer you're going to record it with. And in our case, the place was my home. The engineer who recorded it was me. And the gear, I went into Burbank and rented. So I just had this stuff, and we started recording in our house. We only record like maybe 10 tracks. And as we go along, when we get to our final mix, we have the 10 tracks. It's sort of like a Beatles album, the early ones, where we record two tracks at a time and then bounce it to another recorder. We're using movie recorders. So that helps with the atmosphere in just living in the desert is sort of it's a very strange place to live. It's a place that's out of time. You don't really notice seasons, and you don't really notice time passing. There's no time here. It just kind of goes in a strange way, and I think that's part of our atmosphere. And I try to write about things that have kind of a universal appeal, so they're a little bit out of time. And I think that that's the most important thing about atmosphere searching for me, is that it has a sense of universal time, not that it's just in this moment, like, say, the grunge era or, say, the new wave era. I'm just trying to write music that goes across different periods of time.
And how has that been received as you've been out touring now?
Well, it goes well in different places. We like I said, we have this German record company, and they went out and they did... They tried to get us noticed in the UK, United Kingdom. And what happened was all these folk magazines, you know, and I didn't know anything about these magazines. They started writing how wonderful this was. This is just wonderful music. And it reminded them of, of the 60s. And I think that was sort of our point in a way. But it was really kind of gratifying in a way. They noticed it. They really latched onto it, that here's this group from the desert in America, and they sound like the 60s, and we really like them. But at the same time, I don't think it's getting noticed that much in the pop rock circles, you know, the circles of Radiohead and this kind of thing. So we are definitely a cult niche group at the moment, which is fine with us. We're playing, we're making a living playing music, and that's unusual in this day and age.
That's, I'm sure it is, and we hear that all the time when we talk to people about being out there and trying to make a living out of it. And you've been around long enough to have been through many transitions, and I'm curious, as you put this album together, and we're going to hear a song from it in just a second, I'm curious about what you did with the song You Are All to make it fit in with that idea of the desert and the universal and things like that.
Well, that kind of comes from some of the things I've been noticing here. And I don't know if you've caught the wind yet blowing from California there in Minnesota, but it's coming. It's coming your way. The wind is kind of the fact of the matter, is that there's new religious movements coming, and they're based around yoga. And then I guess they would be based around Eastern Hindu religion in a way, in because there's all these festivals happening and yoga centers and things like that. And young people are being very attracted to that. And then there's also in our area, there's like these retreat centers that offer like Zen spiritual stuff. And it's a non-traditional religious kind of environment. And it includes music and things like that. So they have musical festivals. And I've just been observing it in a way. And I have, you know, and I've actually been to some. They hold them right near us. There's called the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. So it's kind of a cutting edge out here with that sort of thing. And I've been noticing it. It is something that's seriously happening. And so I'm trying to express that in a way, in kind of a beat poetry way. The beat people back in the 50s were like kind of offering an alternate lifestyle to our sort of our culture in a way. And so they gave us the beat poetry, they gave us the bongo, but I'm trying to expand on those ideas musically. So we use the djembe. There's people that are doing drum circles around here. So we use some of that. And the whole idea of you are all is that you are all in the sense is that you're responsible for picking yourself up off the ground if something happens to you and going on in your life. That's what I'm trying to say. But at the same time, there's this alternate religion thing of you are all, which is more focused on yourself, a self-centered outlook on the world, rather than focused on others, people out there, and what you can do to help others. I hope you understand that. But these are actually things that I think about when I'm writing these songs. I put a lot into my songs.
Well, let's take a listen to that and see if the other people hear it too. Here's Mark Olson and Ingen Ringwald. They are singing as a duo, and we want to hear that off their album Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. This is called You Are All. Mark Olson and Ingen Ringwald with their song You Are All.
Wow, man, does that thing sound good on the radio? Oh, man. You got to pull a Buddy Holly and lock yourself in the room with that thing.
There we go.
That was cooking on my end here. It was just wow.
In the background, I heard the strumming. Is that the harp you were talking about?
Yep.
Interesting.
There's a harp, and there's a mellotron, and there's a acoustic and electric guitar. That has our whole complement going there.
I'm excited to hear the rest of the album. I know that it just came out, and hopefully people are coming out to hear you at your shows. We really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today. I want to wish you well on your tour.
I like that part of the country, and like I said, I wish you guys all the best with your radio station. Hope to be up there again someday.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Cool.
Bye-bye. Bye. Mark Olson with Ingen Ringwald is on tour supporting their new album called Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun.